Auburn takes a massive leap in NIL funding. What is good? Welcome in. Welcome back to the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. Graham McLean is back in his normal spot. But Graham, let's just hop right into it because this is a big deal. And it's kind of, you know, it's what, a couple days old now, I guess, the news. But Auburn took a massive leap in NIL funding, like I said at the top of the show. And they put a graphic out a couple days ago. If you haven't seen it, it's basically, for those that can't see what we have on screen right now, a record-breaking $93.1 million raised in the fiscal year of 2026 with a beautiful shot of an Auburn flag in the beautiful blue sky on the plains. So that's massive. Big deal in this era of college football. I mean, this is kind of, you know, what, you know, it's what makes or breaks you as a program. And it's unfortunate that's where we're at right now, but you got to play with the big leagues to be able to hang with the big dogs. So this is where we're at right now. But Graham, I throw it to you. What are your thoughts on this?
Friggin' awesome. I will be happy to see that number like that every day of the week. And twice on Sundays. It's awesome that hopefully this could kind of be, I think I could kind of see it as an indicator that people are believing in Golish so far and that they think he could be one of the guys to get the job done. And this is, you know, that they're showing that by like, all right, yeah, I think Golish could be our guy. I'm going to start giving some money again and buying into literally like physically now buying into Golish. Mm-hmm. By spending their hard-earned money to try to help this program, and this number is not strictly for football. This is just Tigers Unlimited
overall.
This is at all athletics, everything. Now football will benefit a lot from this number, but that it is not strictly for football. I think a side effect of it is really is Alex Golish, getting hired, and people really do believe in him. So I'm super excited. I'm super pumped that this is happening. That people are finally buying back into Auburn athletics, and I'm excited to see where this goes.
Yeah, and I kind of want to touch on what you just said. People are buying into Golish, and he hadn't even played a game yet. The recruiting trail has a lot to do with it, and him being able to, it's like literally one after another. You think we're done, and then nope, we turn around, we get another guy. Especially these edge rushers. Our edge room right now, mm-hmm. We are loaded at that position, and I can't wait to see them develop and see what happens with them. You know, if we can obviously keep them around, that's the other, you know, the dark side of this is, you know, having to keep them around, you know, post season. Let's see what happens, or the off season rather. But yeah, I think this is great. Now I did see some people, they're like speculating like, oh, I wonder who, you know, donated. There isn't really an answer. It's just private donors. I did think it would be funny though if we kind of guessed who it was. Just, you know, we like to do what ifs on this podcast.
It was also more than just private donors. It was like fundraising events,
right?
You know,
right.
The dinner that we went to,
yeah,
back in February. I'm sure that, you know, that money went to there as well. So all types of things. Now some of it, like you said, was definitely some.
Yeah. Because like all those events, like you were talking about with the dinner, are run by On to Victory, which is, for those that have been living under a rock, that is the NIL initiative that Auburn has put together, and it has been wildly successful, obviously, with this, you know, $93.1 million raised towards NIL, which football will mainly benefit from, basketball too, and then, you know, they'll allocate everything else to the other respective sports. But overall, I think this is really good for the university. But I do agree. It's most of the, like the ambush events, if you want, you know, the dinners, stuff like that, that I think, you know, when you look at it, you're like, ah, you know, there's got to be a better, they work. The silent auctions that they have, I'm sure, like, and then like, even we witnessed it firsthand. Some of these people, it was like, my God, they're doing like the, I don't know what you, I guess live auction. Is that what it's called? Where like they get the guy up there and he's like speaking at like supersonic speeds. Yeah, it literally, he's like, you're like, whoa, my boy. It sound like Rugrats, you know, where it's like. But yeah, I'm excited, but I was thinking like, who, you know, if it's not these dinners and everything, who are these private donors? And, you know, Yellowwood's probably in there somewhere, if I had to guess. I mean, always is. I mean, come on. Me and Kyle talked about how there could be, you know, like all these schools are getting sponsorship patches now. Like you saw some of the Big 12 schools are getting Monster on theirs. Kansas is getting a cryptocurrency on theirs. You know, Auburn could potentially have, you know, if we did that, a Yellowwood, because we already have it on the field. I could see us putting a Yellowwood patch on the jersey, which, you know, some people are against. I am to a degree.
Couple of technical difficulties, as you were saying.
So, as I was saying, I'm not against patches being on the jerseys necessarily, but for example, like I was about to say before, I don't know what happened with our connection. I guess we got EMP'd and then it came back. I don't know. But yeah. with Yellowwood, like on the field, it has, it's a little yellow rectangle with Yellowwood on it. And it, you can't, you know, you see it everywhere. Like it's loud. I don't want that on a navy jersey. I don't want that on a white jersey. If they do a patch, it needs to be stitched on in white.
Yeah.
Like if they did, like for example, it won't happen because Tim Cook's no longer the CEO of Apple. But if he did some type of NIL deal with Auburn, right? The Apple logo is white, so it would be on there, like the, you know, wherever it would go on the jersey, you know, opposite side of the SEC logo, something like that. Mm-hmm. But another person that could be potentially a private donor could be Tim Cook before he steps out of that role in the CEO thing, because we were talking about the private donors too. Uh-huh. So that's just one that I could, you know, definitely see. But I don't know who else could potentially be that. I mean, I know some other people that, you know, I know personally that could be, but I doubt it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. Like, I think you've named two of the top, mm-hmm. you know, top spenders possibly. There's someone like, you know, and I think it depends. I don't know where they would want the money to go. I don't know if they would really want the money to go particularly to football. But you do have Octavia Spencer, someone who comes mm-hmm. back by Auburn a lot. Was back here just this last year, I think, for the homecoming parade, was the grand marshal.
She was.
And every year she helps with finals weeks, and she provides food for students. And so I think she's done that at least since I've been at Auburn. So another person there who, you know, who knows where she's putting her money. Her money in contribution to Auburn could be that with the finals mm-hmm. stuff. I don't know for sure, but that's just another notable name, Oscar winner, famous actress, very talented actress who
she's been in a couple movies.
Yeah, she's been in just a few. But yeah, another one notable name from Auburn that, you know, and then of course you have to look as well, former athletes. Cam Newton mm-hmm. probably is giving a little bit.
Charles
is, I know he does give some. Mm-hmm. He's come out publicly and said that. And then got four just former players, like, I mean, who knows if Walker Kessler would be willing to give any type of money, or, you know, like former players who are maybe not legend status, but, you know, have made it well in the league. And so,
yeah, Frank Thomas or potentially Bo.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. You know, people like that. I mean, you never know. Again, that's why they're private. You know, we're just playing the what if game. Yeah. But the fact that we've been able to get that much, you know, in just this year, like we're only kind of the halfway point of 2026 in a way.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of crazy that that's the number we have right now. And it, you know, it will probably continue to go up if Golish can produce some wins on the field. So we'll see how that plays out. I'm really excited to see, you know, that number continue to go up. But you know what else I'm excited to see? People in their gear from AUShirts.com. That's what I'm excited to see. Oh, yeah. Go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all of your favorite shows at the Barn. You see some of the options on your screen there. The Barn Hard shirt, the FE Iron shirt, if you know, you know. The Book shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Book hat. We also have some mugs and some other items on there as well at AUShirts.com. We add new styles weekly. We're getting the Social Hour shirt still approved. I promise you it will be there. But like I said in the past, if you get something from AUShirts.com, whether it be a shirt, hat, mug, whatever, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the Barn, or all the above, whether you're at home on a game day, at a tailgate, in Jordan-Hare Stadium, or on the road, or potentially in Atlanta for the Baylor game. And you...
Coming up, guys.
Yeah, it's literally right around the corner. If you are at...
Month and a half.
Yeah, at Atlanta, for example, and you're wearing something from AUShirts.com, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the barn. You'll get a shout out on the show. I promise you. I'm not bluffing when I say that. Please support AUShirts.com. Get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. Again, that is AUShirts.com.
Yeah, also go to buyauburn.com and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner and you would love to get your name on buyauburn.com so that other people all over the country can support your business whenever and wherever they can, then buyauburn.com is the place for you. It's a website that we have multiple businesses that are run and owned by Auburn fans. And so it's a great way to support each other, support the Auburn family, and grow each other's businesses. Like I said, if you're just a customer looking to support Auburn fans, then buyauburn.com is also a place for you to go and look and shop. So go to buyauburn.com today to check out the index or to add your company.
Going on the back end of the show, our guys, our former basketball players, are absolutely killing it in the summer league right now. Specifically one, Dylan Cardwell.
Let's talk about that.
Dylan Cardwell has been killing it so far in the summer league in Sacramento.
And just the NBA in general.
He got that contract extension, got a buzz cut. Like he looks completely different now.
He does.
Totally different. I saw the highlights of like the play we're about.
Freshman year at Auburn, he had that buzz cut.
And then like for the rest, he had like that kind of that like fade flat top, like mini afro, the Froby looking afro. But it just, I was caught off guard. I was like, oh my God, that is Dylan. Like, man, it looks like Timothy Chalamet doing part three. The other night they were playing the Brooklyn Nets, I believe, in the Sacramento Summer League. For those that don't know, the Summer League used to be in Orlando. And then they used to have another one they still do in Las Vegas. That was kind of like the big, wrap up to the summer league. It's basically for your rookies, your second year players, and then your occasional veterans that are trying to get back into the league to find a spot to make at least the vet minimum, if you will, just an opportunity. So now it's the Sacramento Summer League, the California Classic Summer League, which is played in Los Angeles and San Francisco. And then they wrap it up in Las Vegas, which is like kind of the big, poobah, if you will. Mm-hmm. The Sacramento Kings are obviously playing Sacramento. They, the other night, are playing the Brooklyn Nets. And Dylan gets the ball and absolutely, I'm talking, smothers somebody at the rim. It was nasty. It was a nasty poster dunk. And then I look at the replay and I'm like, there is no way. I'm going to run that back again.
I literally texted you and I was like, dude. Yeah. No way.
And then I'm like, and then I had to do it. And I was like, oh my God, Dylan Cardwell just dunked on Chaney Johnson.
I saw the clip. I was like, bet Dylan's once again just dunking on people. That's nothing crazy about that. That's normal. I was like, cool. I saw the video. It's over. It wasn't 2 hours later that I saw the video again on a different site, but it was more like emphasizing that it was an Auburn on Auburn crime.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I immediately texted you. It was like, oh my gosh, he dunked on Chaney. And I sent it to so many people and they're like, I had no idea. I was like, that's so crazy. I wish I could hear the conversation, cause I know they've talked about it. And I wish I could hear the conversation had between those two guys.
Same. I wish I could be a fly on the wall for that. Cause like, it wasn't like, and just to, cause we don't have the clip, we can't play the clip, but to preference what happened, it wasn't one of those where he got the, where he got the ball and he went up and just, put it away, finished it. No, he absolutely yam jammed on chain. I'm talking nasty poster. And I'm like, my God, that guy just got embarrassed. I'm like, oh my God, this is a former teammate from college. Oh man. But I will say it was really cool. They did a jersey swap after the game, which was really cool, really heartfelt.
I'm glad.
I think Auburn Basketball posted about it because I think that's where I saw it, or maybe it was Hoke. I'm not sure. It was somebody that posted it, but it was really cool to see that. Whenever the jersey swaps happen, especially with former players of Auburn, it's really cool to see that. I saw Jabari do it with Isaac, like at one point last season. So. Really cool to see that. And I think Sharif and Isaac also did a jersey swap as well, because Sharif is with the Wizards, or I guess he's still with the Wizards. I don't know.
Last season, I haven't heard if he's moved around anywhere yet. Free agency kind of just started though, so I don't know.
Dude, and I keep up with NBA free agency. Like, if you're not an NBA fan, NBA free agency, any free agency, whether it be NFL, baseball, MLB, or NBA, it's just fun to keep up with. But to me, NBA is just so, because it's just so many dynamics get shifted around.
And it's like you're playing 2K when, like, you, like, you know, yeah, if you're playing 2K, you know,
my GM
franchise, yeah, or GM, yeah. and you, like, trade for these superstars, and then, like, seeing it actually happen in real life, and like Giannis going to the Heat, and LeBron trying to figure out where he's going to play next year, and so many different things. And so, and like Jaylen Brown going to the 76ers for a bag of Pop-Tarts. I mean, like, dude, it's crazy.
Bag of Pop-Tarts. That is real though. Literally, they, I don't know why they
made trade away your finals, your NBA finals MVP for a washed Paul George, who's not going to contribute anything to your team.
By the way, hot take, I think Jaylen Brown is better than Tatum, but that's just me. I know Celtics fans are going to be like, what?
I don't 100% disagree with you there.
I mean, he won the finals MVP, so what do you want me to say to that? Anyway, still on the NBA, though, we got to give a shout-out to – we talked about him last week. He not only got a bag from the Los Angeles Lakers, he is tying the knot with Vestavia's own Abby Stockard. Stockard. I really hope I said, yeah, I'm not good with last names. Y'all know this. I apologize, Abby, for watching this. So sorry. I get it from my dad. But yeah, they officially made it official. Walker proposed to Abby, this past weekend now, if I remember right. Really cool to see that. Happy for them. But, yeah, Walker is in elite company right now. In regards to being the starting center for the Los Angeles Lakers, that is a very cool, I guess you can call it fraternity, to be a part of, the starting center for the Los Angeles Lakers. You have Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah. Like, dude, that it's just like Anthony Davis, there's to name a couple, like, it's just crazy that Walker Kessler is now in that, you know, that framework of centers. Because if you think, like, some of the best centers that have ever played the game of basketball played for the Lakers, love them or hate them, it's the truth. So it's just, it's crazy. It's really cool that he's a part of that. He's going to be a big focal point of their offense, especially defensively. He's going to be their anchor in the paint, for sure. So that's going to be a lot of fun to watch, and hopefully they get some more pieces around him and Luka and Austin Reeves, aka AR-15, hopefully make a little push to the playoffs, because I think they will. I know there's been some, you know, some talk that they might not make it, but I feel confident that they'll at least touch the playoffs this coming season. So, again, congratulations to Walker and Abby on getting engaged. That's awesome. The Auburn family is cheering y'all on, and congrats on Walker getting an absolute bag from the Los Angeles Lakers, because he deserves it. Whenever he was in Utah, I'm thinking, God, if he could just go to a contender, whether it be Los Angeles, whether it be Golden State. I was really hoping he would go to Golden State, because they were like, yeah, we need more youth. And then they're like, we're going to sign Al Horford, who is on the – I was like, what?
Wrong way.
And then they were like talking about it again, how they're like, yeah, this offseason we're going to prioritize youth. And then I scroll on Twitter, it's like, we've re-signed Al Horford to another contract. I'm like – are y'all kidding me? It's like someone's calendar set back a whole decade. Like,
about 15 years too late on that one.
Dog, I've been playing some of the old 2Ks lately just because I've just been in the mood. Mm-hmm. Al Horford was on the Celtics in 20. Like, it's just like, dude, oh my gosh. But yeah, it's really cool to see some of our former players killing it. I know Jabari got paid really big last season. After his performance against the they got bounced, I think, in the first round. But his performance in that round against Golden State, I mean, he locked down pretty much anyone that Golden State threw at him in the paint, and they had to rely on their shooting, which Golden State can do if they're hot. And they ended up winning the series, obviously. But, yeah, Jabari got a bag. Isaac Okoro got a bag. I think he's with the Bulls now, I want to say. He was with the Cavs. That's where he got drafted. Sharif, like we said, is with the Wizards. Chaney is with the Brooklyn Nets, and then you got Dylan Cardwell over at the Sacramento Kings.
Oh,
and
no, he's with the Mavericks.
Mavericks, yeah. Which I hope he gets more points, because he could be a – I'm not saying he will be like Ray Allen, but, like, if you're looking at, like, the comp if you will, he kind of has that kind of like Ray Allen, Jamal Crawford. Yep, I'm going to come off the bench and give you a solid, you know, double digit figure, and hopefully they can win some games. But the Mavericks are young. There's going to be a lot of room. And then with the Heat, when you got Keyshawn and Trey, like that practically wide open, if you think about it, with their depleted bench after they traded for Giannis. So that's really cool to see too. So, but yeah, shout out to all the former Auburn Tigers. I saw a video today, speaking of basketball, they were practicing today and it was very physical practice. And it was a cool compilation. It's like talking about, you know, someone might knock you down and no matter how hard it is, are you going to get up or are you just going to sit there and watch? And it just shows them like basically repeating the same play, but they're like going to the rim and finishing. It's really cool to see. It's whoever came up with that, bravo. It got me. I was like, damn, I'm gonna run through a brick wall after watching that. So, but yeah, I'm excited for basketball season. Y'all know me. I'm a basketball freak. My dad, every time I turned on a summer league game, he's like,
y'all know me. I'm a football freak. I'm ready for football season. Let's get it.
Dude, I am so ready. We were talking about this before we recorded with College Football 27. I'm not boycotting it. I want to preface this. I'm excited for it. I've seen good things about it, especially the gameplay of Auburn and Byron Brown. He's like freaking Marshawn Lynch. If you watch any of the clips online, him running people over and still do what?
Give me that. Give me that.
Let it be true.
Lord, let it be true.
Lord, please. please. And then like the Heisman thing too, like him winning the Heisman and all the, like the mock-up videos of like the,
Heisman tonight with Byron Brown. I'm letting you know that.
Yeah, technically, if you're watching this now, this starts at 7. The game comes out, I believe, at 11 p.m. in Alabama, technically. So I'm excited. I'm not going to put the reason why. Let me preface this. I will get it, just not right now. There has been a whole controversy with Dynasty Mode and microtransactions, which I'm not a fan of at all. The fact that you can't really do much unless you do microtransactions is going to make it harder, which I guess, you know, that encourages you to play it more. But at the same time, if I want to be able to recruit and I can't, and then I get an advertisement, hey, if you want to recruit this guy, you pay a solid price of $10.95 and you can get your 5-star quarterback. No.
I'm on the opposite side of Hunter here. EA, take my money.
Man, I'll be playing Black Flag Resynced. I'll be playing that on my stream probably Thursday, tomorrow night after this is over. So, but yeah, I'm excited. A lot of good games coming out. And then we got Black Ops 1 and 2 coming out too. If you, you know, if you're about that life. I'm like, y'all know me, I'm a nerd. So the nerdness was starting to show itself there. But if you like what you're watching, what you're listening to, be sure to follow and subscribe to The Barn, where you're your number one source for anything and everything Auburn sports. And check out the other shows on the channel as well. And yeah, other than that, Graham, welcome back, man. Glad you're back. Glad you're back home.
So happy to be back. So grateful to be back in this space and back to our regular scheduled programming.
Yeah.
I should be here more often. I should be here way more often now. I shouldn't have to miss any days. And so I'm just ready to be back and rolling and getting this thing going again.
I'm just glad you're not recording under a bunk bed that looks like you're in a storm shelter. For the first time in forever. It's so refreshing to see your neon Auburn logo with all your sports memorabilia in the background. It's funny though. It just says burn in the back. There you go.
There we go.
Auburn. But yeah, again, thank y'all for watching. We will see you next time. Again, please follow and subscribe to The Barn. And as always, War Damn, we'll see you next time.
See you.